I was wondering if the merit we have done for meditation practice can be dedicated to the people, dead or alive, we pray for. Can it be reachable to them? How do we know it? Two, also I've heard that the merit from practicing meditation will accumulate and stay with ones who have practiced that, which also carries over throughout life and or subsequent incarnations. Could you clarify this? Something that hard to verify, hard to prove, hard to know. Especially in Buddhist cultures, and I think it, you know, goes across all Buddhist cultures, whether it's, say, Tibetan practice or, say, Chinese Mahayana practice or Theravada practices, all of the different Buddhist traditions, wherever they've gone, and really those traditions are oftentimes very, very different. Different teachings, different practices, different articles of faith and symbols. But it's interesting that, the dedication of merit or of blessings is a pretty standard through all those cultures. So, I think it's something that over time. People who have meditated, who have some kind of accomplishment, have been able to see that. I think, in terms of a, you know, on a very mundane level, I think they've done. Experiments where you have people. And this isn't in a Buddhist tradition, but where you pray for people, and then they for people who are ill, and people who have been prayed for tend to get better quicker, and it seems to be whether they know people are praying for them or not, it still seems to have a statistically significant impact. Not even on a Buddhist faith level, something that is been experimented with in the West, in medical situations, that it seems to have an effect. So, but how do you quantify it? And how do you? Some of it has to. You have to accept on faith. But it is an interesting that has been sort of tested and quantified and seems to be statistically significant. There's a monk in Thailand who was a very well-known, very famous teacher. We took Chittasubha, Lumpopa Nyananda. He was in the hospital, when we went. Debbie was there. He's very well known, very famous. And one of the things that he spent, he taught for like, 60, 70 years. I mean, he was a really good, incredibly skilled preacher. And one of the things that he really devoted his attention to was trying to undermine superstitions and rites and rituals in Thailand. He had a tremendous amount of effort in his teaching. But he said in his time over teaching living and observing, he said that it seemed, you know, quite clear that those ceremonies are ceremonies or internal dedications of merit had positive benefit for people, for others. Remember him giving a couple of examples when we were just sitting around talking one day. Because I traveled with him as a translator many, many times to the West, and he was saying, "Yeah, there's a he's from the south of Thailand, and it's all very coastal, so many, many fishermen, and said there was a fisherman who was shipwrecked. His mates were all died, and he was on his own out in the sea for a long time. I can't remember how long. But he was given up for dead. But he said the only relief he got where he felt some ease and comfort. He found out after it was when his family was dedicating merit. He didn't know that, but that was when he felt some ease or comfort with him, his hunger and thirst and the elements. And also, there was another person that he said, "Yeah, there's a woman who used to go to his monastery very regularly. She lived close by, and devout, and he would see her doing a dedication of merit." One day, and he'd seen her doing it for years, and one day he asked her, "Oh, what are you dedicating merit for? What are you trying to get?" Because sometimes there is a certain self-serving, I'll dedicate my merit so I can be rich and wealthy and famous. She said, "Oh, every day I dedicate merit so that I can die easily." And he said, "Yeah," and she got her wish. She just passed away really, no complications, no difficulties, good health up until one day, and then she just passed away real simply, very easy. He says, "Yeah." He said, "The merits bore fruit." I think that also in terms of it carrying over, because in this lifetime into subsequent lifetimes, when we approach anything with a sense of not, not being self-serving or self-centered, that has a real positive and brightening effect on the heart, conducive to the increase of happiness, decrease of suffering. So that any practices that we do or any conduct that we undertake that helps either to stretch or relinquish those bonds of attachment to self, those have a lasting effect. Because the opposite is also true. The things where we keep propping up our desperate attempts to prop up our self-view, self-centered activity, self-centered position, yeah, that has an effect also. Okay, many thanks to you, the Ajahn, Debbie, yogis, and all that made this retreat possible. It's wonderful.